is Radio Fleo.
Hello and welcome to Show 36 of Radio Clash. In honour of the hot weather, this is called the Banana Heatwave Edition, for reasons which will become fairly clear pretty soon. That was Team 9 with Mama Kin in the Street, which is a mix of Aerosmith and Martha Reeves and Mandela. I'm Tim from Radio Clash, no quotes, and this is Show 36 of Radio Clash. We've got a Beatles mix later on, the third Beatles mix, some more voicemails and news and feedbacky things and what I would probably call the housework, but that sounds far too much like I shouldn't be doing it. Which it's more enjoyable than that. Oh, and of course, I hope you're well. I hope everyone is fine. Certainly, it's a sweltering heatwave here. Heatwave on UK terms. It's 31 degrees was today Celsius. I've no idea what Fahrenheit is. I don't do Fahrenheit. And neither does the BBC weather website either, so I couldn't find it. And it's I'm glad I'm working a place in Chelsea Harbour. With air conditioning, because it is hot, H-O-T, hot. And this is a track by CCC. I'm gonna play two tracks by CCC. There's one in the Beatles mix later on in the show. Oh, and also there's some Portuguese music later on. And what else is going to be in this? Some electronica and some movie news as well. So this is CCC with Shake Your Grapes.
During 10 seconds after the beep, and the message will be played back to you.
You can now telephone Radio Clash on 20620 Clash or 206-202-5274 in the United States, or Skype me as Tim Beckup.
Thank you for using Skype service. Goodbye.
Hello, thank you, me. The song before that was use the voicemail. I've got a couple more voicemails, and it's working. And now I have a dependable machine. I can use Skype as well, so I can interview people, which is quite cool. So before that was CCC with Shake Your Grapes, which is of course Black Grapes with Remember Them, the sort of a spin-off project from the Happy Mondays, and also Kermit from the Ruthless Rap Assassins, two sort of very big sort of what sort of baggy Manchester groups, and of course I heard it for the Grapevine, and so that's I don't know, so I had a bit of a Northern Soul intro. I didn't realise it was sort of a, not Northern Soul, but certainly a Soul retro intro. And so I'll just briefly dip down into sort of the darker bits for a short while and depress the hell out of you, and then you all leave and not listen to me anymore. What happened in the street a couple of days ago? Actually, it was last night. I was walking down the street trying to get some video out, which I'm going to talk about, one of the things I watched later in the show. And there was this woman who was wearing hijab, you know, not full burqa, but a hijab, you know, very nice woman, happily walking down the road. It's a busy street, there's traffic going up and down, it's the Finchley Road, it's kind of one of the major routes into London, it's always busy. And there's this guy on this bicycle, just sort of whizzes by, very brave, and just points at her and shouts, "Terrorist!" And I'm just like, gave him the scowl of death. You know, and I actually wish at the time I had actually said something to her, because it was a bit like, it's like when I said what happened after it, I wanted to go and hug a Muslim, you know, it's, I'm sure they didn't want me to go and hug them, but it's a bit like that. I just knew this was going to happen. I knew there'd be a backlash, and even to the point of, apparently people have been attacking Sikh mosques, is that Sikh mosques? But you know, Sikh places of worship. It's like, it's not even the right religion, get it right. And it's the same thing happened, as I said, to a friend of mine who's not Muslim, is pagan actually, but he just has a long beard and long hair, and everyone's, and is short, you know, and swarthy, so they thought, oh, it must be a Sikh or a Muslim, so let's go have a go after 9/11. It's the same thing, and there has been racial attacks, and I feel really bad, especially as someone who's experienced hate speech, who's experienced people, you know, shouting things, attacking me. You know, I'm not saying, hey, I'm a martyr, but it's just one of these facts of life, really. I mean, it's facts of life if you're young and male, you know, under about 25 in any city anyway, especially if you're out at night, you know, on a weekend, you know, it's like a war zone out there. But add to the extra complication of, you know, you're gay or you're black or you're a woman in a very male environment or, you know, any of those things, and you're a target, you know, and I don't know, I just feel really, really bad. I think the thing is, as I said in the last podcast, it's about unity, and it's about standing together, and it's about, you know, not suddenly rushing through legislation about ID cards, which, as I say, the bombers were from Yorkshire, from Leeds. My parents from Sheffield, it's like, it's just up the road from there. The idea of bombers from Leeds is actually quite, in a strange way, quite funny and quite bizarre. You know, I know that area isn't like it was when my parents were there or when I was up there. It's changed quite a lot, and certainly Oldham, where I was born, has had a lot of racial problems. They're not problems. Racial flare-ups by the BNP causing all kinds of nastiness, and they're trying to use images of the bus, the BNP. Nice people they are. As I said in my vlog, it's sort of like all the propaganda headlines, all the stuff that's come out, all the politics, everything. It's kind of, we've been here before, it's 9/11, it's bizarre. But it's all been everything. Everybody has to have an opinion about the bombing, you know, be there in London or not. And I'm a bit like, well, this is a London thing. It's a UK thing as well, but, you know, it's interesting they did a survey. And apparently most of the people in London, it's like it's close to 50-50 about whether they want to have ID cards and any more sanctions and more police powers, which I found quite interesting, because we were the ones that were hit by the bombs and regularly have been bombed over the years. You know, and you'd expect everyone to get a bit kind of, you know, kind of a bit right-wing about it, but no. Because it's a diverse population, it's made up of many people, many cultures. And I think they kind of realise that you don't really solve it by, you know, by upping police brutality or police stop and search or any of those things, because they tend to attack the very sectors of the community that the minorities. So it's not really helpful. Anyway, I'm ranting. But this is a song by called Broken English by Marian Faithful. It's not a mashup, but I think it probably sums up the way I feel at the moment.
Love your show. I've only listened to a couple of them so far, but it seems like all the great mashups are coming from the UK these days, or at least the shows that are hyping them up are. Anyway, thanks so much. I got to say the M Feeds tip in your last show was super invaluable. I don't know how I could have lived without that, but I'm subscribing to people's music immediately as a result. And also wanted to just tip you off and any of your listeners who might be in the area, in in my area, that is, in San Francisco, California, at the end of September, I'm putting on an event, organizing an event called Webzine. That's Webzine 2005, and we are all about independent publishing on the Internet. So podcasters, bloggers, video bloggers, the whole gamut, but it's independent media, it is non-corporate, though we will have tool makers from, you know, from, well, hopefully not too corporate of entities, but definitely, individuals who are making, who are creating content and companies who are creating tools to facilitate the content creation. So anyway, rather than rambling on, I'll just leave a URL. It's webzine2005.com. And we're still taking submissions and speakers, and we're going to have workshops on how to create podcasts and how to do it yourself, how to get, you know, how to get motivated and how to actually make it happen. So we'd love to see you out here if you can make it, and anyone else who can as well. Thanks so much, and keep doing what you do. Peace out.
That was Eddie from San Francisco talking about Webzine, which sounds like a really interesting conference. I'm all up for that. Certainly, I don't think I'll be in the States at that point. I might be in the States, but I'm going to be, if I've got enough money and I work the summer all the way through, I'll actually be in Detroit and Ontario, or near Ontario. Seeing some friends of mine. So who knows, but certainly it sounds quite cool. I've also have a voicemail from Matt Height from BeatMixed. He runs a really good blog, which I think is, and I can check such things, which is beatmixed.com, I think, but I'm going to check. Ooh, live. Ooh, we're typing live. Exciting for you, I know. Really exciting typing. Yeah, it's definitely beatmix.com. And he was just saying hello, and, well, hello.
Well, hello, Tim, from Radio Clash. This is Matt Hyde from beatmix.com in lovely San Francisco, California. Wanted to say, just heard the last show with the Earworm interview. It was really good. I hope you have more interviews. Keep up the good work. And, of course, everybody here in the States is on the edge of our seats after the subway bombings. So just want to let you know that you're in our thoughts, and good luck, and keep up the great work with your podcast. All right, have a good one. Bye.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for the thoughts, and certainly I will be having more interviews. Watch this space. I'm not going to say who, but certainly there's a few interviews lined up in the future who are going to be people you've heard of. The only thing that holds separates them and me is my interview no, I'm a brilliant interviewer if they're listening. No, the Earworm interview went really well, and that was really enjoyable. So the only worry with Skype is, of course, audio quality. So if anyone has any tips, let me know. As in the other person at their end, or, you know, them sounding really quiet. I was trying to balance all them, you know, live. I was trying to balance all the sort of levels. But I think it worked out. I think it worked out well. So this is, I'm going to play the Beatles mix. This is called Paul is Live, number 9. The reason for that will become very clear. Now, what I'm going to do with the Beatles mixes is, because I've done this one and quite a few of them, is I'm probably going to do a full-length mix, mix them all together. Because I have all these Beatles ones I've done in show 8 and show 21, and also various single tracks across the whole of the Radio Clash. So this is Beatles number 3 mix, and yeah, watch out for the long mix.
This song corroborates the belief that there was a car accident and that Paul died of head injuries. As the story went during the early morning sessions for Sgt. Pepper, Paul stormed out of the studios mad at the others, and after taking a few drinks, proceeded to drive off into the night. Some believe he picked up a hitchhiker named Rita, who, after recognizing her famous driver, jumped all over him, causing the accident. In another song on the LP, Lovely Rita, are the lines, I took her home, I nearly made it. We'll be right back.
song continues, you wear no shoe shines.
A barefoot person like Paul on the Abbey Road cover. He played toe jam football, rugby, which Paul played quite well. He got monkey finger, skinny and bony like a skeleton's. Also, I know you, you know me, come together.
Come together.
According to the theorists, Paul singing from his grave.
Yeah.
never really miss you till you dead or you gone. So on that note, I'm leaving after the song. So you ain't gotta feel no way about Jay so long. But at least let me tell you why I'm this way. Hold on, I was conceived by Gloria Carter and Agnes Reed, who made love under the sycamore tree, which makes me a more sicker MC. And my mama would claim at 10 pounds when I was born, I didn't give her no pain. But flowed through the years, I gave her her fair share. I gave her a first real scare. I made it from birth when I got here. She knows my purpose wasn't purpose. I ain't perfect, I care. But I feel worthless cause my shirts wasn't matching my gear. And I'm just scratching the surface cause what's buried under there was a kid torn apart once his pop disappeared. I went to school, got good grades, could behave when I wanted, but I had demons deep inside that were raised when confronted. Hold on.
Sean was a very shy child growing up. He was into sports, and a funny story is, at 4, he taught himself how to ride a bike. A two-wheel at that. Isn't that special? But I noticed the change in him when me and my husband broke up.
Now all the teachers couldn't reach me and my mama couldn't beat me hard enough to match the pain of my pop not seeing me. So with that disdain in my membrane, got on my pimp game, fuck the world, my defense came. Him to Haven introduced me to the game. Spanish Jose introduced me to Kane. I'm a hustler now, my gear is in and I'm in the in crowd. And all the wavy light-skinned girls is loving me now. My self-esteem went through the roof, man, I got my swag. Got a rover from this girl when the man got back. Plus I hit my mama with cash from a show that I had. Supposedly knowing nobody paid jazz, whack ass. I'm getting ahead of myself, by the way, I can rap. That came second to me moving this crack. Give me a second, I swear, I would say about my rap career. The 96 came, niggas, I'm here. Goodbye.
Sean used to be in the kitchen beating on the table and rapping, and at the wee hours of the morning. And then I brought him a boombox, and his sisters and brothers said that he would drive them nuts.
As they repetitiously repeat, number nine. Number nine. Number we reversed nine. That number nine, because it seemed that there would be a message there, and there was. The Beatles had a message for you to hear in the Revolution number nine. Opposite of that, they say, turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man.
Sermon that night.
that was the Beatles mix. If you want to know more about the track listing, rather than list it all here, go to the blog at www.mutantpop.net/radioclash, where you can read the total show notes for that. There's a mixture of Soundhog, Go Home Productions, Team 9, CCC again, Supremes, and a whole variety of people in there. I've come to the end of the show, or actually more accurately, I've run out of time. So I'm going to play out with two songs, two Portuguese songs, which is a dedication to Bicycle Mark, because I know he'll like these. But also, it's one of them is a reader submission. I mentioned in one of the shows about Saudade and Fado. Fado being a type of music, and Saudade being a sort of ennui, kind of like longing, depression, down. It's complicated. And I mentioned about Techno Fado and Rui, I'm going to get this wrong. Rui Miguel wrote to me and said that they actually did something called Electro Fado, and a style they call Fadunxo. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong, because I know the X is not pronounced like that, sorry. So the first track is called Costa do Castelo versus Arterix - Fadunxo. I don't know which is the title and which is the... it's kind of an interesting, kind of strange song. It reminds me a lot of the music that I was listening to in Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. And first, I have to declare an interest that I did find, and you're all going to find this very strange, but I found Bill Murray with a beard, a white beard, very, very attractive. He's actually very nice in that film. And it's all interesting that they pointed out in the documentary about it, is that he didn't go and tone himself up. He's kind of, he's sort of chubby and you know, is not in shape, which is really cool. It's like Bill Murray is actually getting, rather than all this sort of nervous energy, he seems to be getting used to being old, and he's actually using that as an asset to play and stuff. And it was the same with Lost in Translation. But this was actually a very funny film. Wes Anderson film. I think Wes Anderson is gay, I think. Certainly is a very strange film. Very interesting music done by Mark Smothersbore of Devo. And very kind of similar in feel to this this track, especially with the backing, with all the kind of almost Bontempi style. They're probably getting offended, I say this, but almost Bontempi style backing. But certainly there's all the sort of Portuguese singing over the top. Very interesting song. And after that, I'm going to play a track from Life Aquatic, which is all the way through. There's actually songs done by Sue George. Again, I probably got that wrong. Who is singing in Portuguese with a guitar, always in the background, singing Bowie songs all the way through. In fact, they end on the real version, his version, and the real version, and his version of Queen Bitch, which is Queen Bitch is a great song. But this is one of my favourite Bowie songs, which is A Life on Mars, but done in Portuguese, in a kind of a similar kind of style. I think Fado is more kind of, from what I know, is more kind of operatic almost in its way, more kind of dramatic, but yeah, a sort of similar style, and very chilled out, and that's taken from the DVD as well. And I would recommend Life Aquatic. It's actually like those old style films. It's gently humorous. It's interesting. He's actually seems to be using a lot of older actors, obviously, because their names would also, because they're quite happy to take risks, I think, rather than newer actors. But it's really, I'm going to check out the rest of his films, because I liked the whole aesthetic. It was all kind of Jacques Cousteau and those films you see on television when you were a kid from the 60s and 70s, which are also Boards of Canada. Surprised they didn't use Boards of Canada in there, because they, Boards of Canada are a Scottish group, electronica group, who grew up in Canada. And they've modelled all of their music on the kind of strange music that you used to hear in those adventure programmes, you know, sort of, you know, crossing the Arctic Circle and all the sort of, you know, sort of wildlife and Underwater series, they've modelled aim down to the way the synths sound. It's a very specific sound in some of the clips they use. I've played Boards of Canada on the programme in mashups. It's a very good band, but I like the whole aesthetic, the way that it looks, and even down to the graphics they use. Everything has a real kind of slightly surreal quality. It's very magic realist. But the interesting thing is it's the comedy is not at the expense of the characters. I think Kate Blanchett's character could be a little bit more realistic. It's played a bit too kind of stiff upper lip stereotype. But most of them are quite real, quite real in a sort of surreal way. It's like the more surreal they are, they actually become more real. It's hard to describe. I definitely recommend it. So this is. This is a song by by Toka Productions, which is the people who make it. You can find out more about them at ccmixter.org/by/RPM, and that'll be in the show notes. And this is their Fadunkso song. I'll speak to you soon.
Estrada fora, à procura bem de por aí. Perdi-me até já me vim embora, quando de repente senti o cheiro. Perdi-me até já me vim embora, quando de repente senti o cheiro. Continuei a dar cabo da suspensão por aqueles campos adentro. Já senti o bombo no coração. Quando dei o acampamento, assim que saí do meu veículo, meti logo a pata na bosta. Corri o risco de ser ridículo, mas calcei a vela da galocha. Foi então que eu me apercebi que não havia onde chorar. Alguém me disse:
olha, vai para ali.
Montar a tenda no olival. Alguém me disse: vai para ali. Montar a tenda no olival.
Consegue compreender, porque a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul, pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, canta a sua língua. Então vem, se não vou querer, quem sou? Meu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Meu bem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Oh, oh, oh. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Thank you.
Mark, you will tell me if they're saying loads of rude words in Portuguese, won't you? I forgot to say, I've been featured in Spin magazine in the States as one of their top five cool podcasts. I thought I'd add that. I didn't usually blow my own trumpet or horn or tuba or whatever it is. Yeah, anyway, strange images don't go there. But that's very, very cool. And thank you, Spin. That's my second big piece of press. And I'm a queercaster, coming out as a queercaster. Something that I mentioned on the blog, but forgot to mention here, is that I was featured on the Enhanced Queercast over at Madge Weinstein's feed. And you can check out the other queercasts, such as Fausto's Feast of Fools, Lucky Bitch, Andy Matic, John Ong, Ongline, people like that. Loads of them. Oh, and Twinkle Boy, who's also a mashup artist as well. So, yeah, big up the gay mashup posse. They're all over there at qpodder.org. I think it's a great idea. I think certainly when I first sort of came out onto the podcasting scene, so to speak, there seemed to be not that many apart from Madge and Visitor Falls, and I'm sure there was loads, I just didn't find them. So it's good to actually have a place where you can find them, and certainly I think niche directories, niche programming is certainly the way forward, even just to develop understanding between different peoples. Certainly, if there was such a thing, and someone's probably telling me there is, if there was such a thing as a Muslim cast, a Muslim podcast, to kind of give a perspective on what they feel the whole thing is going on with London bombing, I'd love to subscribe to that. Because you just get perspectives you won't get anywhere else. I mean, the media's just crap at that kind of stuff. And I'm going to play her response, which hopefully I'll get to the right bit without playing my promo, which you've heard many times before. And apologies if this gets it totally screwed. Because it's... I'll have to drop that in pre-post production, because of course Winamp doesn't play M4A files, and neither does Traktor. So,
this is the Radio Clash. I didn't know that they were homosexual, but they are. What do you know?
Radio Clash. Yes, I'm definitely Madge. I am definitely queer. Queer, and I'm here. Or as I said on the blog, I'm barren over there. But certainly I am. I just don't make a big thing of it. But it does inform everything I do. Just like punk, just like the whole punk ethos. It informs everything you do. Anyway, I will see you soon, and good night.